Well, that Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly have made a written offer to help the Oireachtas Committee on the media and to appear before the committee about their inquiries into the non-disclosure of payments at RTE. And lots coming out, and we'll be returning to this very shortly. We're joined now on the line by Dublin Fianna Fáil TD Deputy McAuliffe. I've had a blank there now for a second, Deputy McAuliffe. I think I got swept away talking about the Centenary All-Ireland in 1984. Paul McAuliffe, my apologies, Deputy Paul McAuliffe, and you're the TD for Dublin North West. I think I was transplanted back in time to 1984 because Nora told her story so well.
The memories were flooding back to us. Trasa, will you tell Jerry there's only one cure for sore throat, and that's a good swim off the beach in Ballyhaig?
Guaranteed. Okay, I'll tell him that. He's probably listening anyway. It'll cure anything.
It'll cure anything.
Paul, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, we asked you on the programme this morning because you've called for child benefit to be extended to teenagers age 19, for teenagers of that age who are in full-time education. I'll get to that in a moment. But first of all, I just want to ask you briefly about the latest revelations that have come out overnight about RTE. The fact that the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee was told last week that there was only one barter account, or some of our listeners like to term it a slush fund, whichever you want, but it's now emerged that in fact there were three of these barter accounts. What's your reaction?
Well, look, as a member of Public Accounts Committee, I sat for nearly 3 hours last week listening to RTE executives, and I sat through all of the media committee hearings as well. All politicians across the board here had hopes that RTE would come before us, that they would give all of the information, and that we could very clearly and quickly find out what has gone wrong, and that we could move on and talk about how we protect public sector broadcasting, both in RTE and in the independent radio sector across the country. That hasn't happened. RTE haven't put forward the information in a clear or coherent way, and I thought the chair of RTE crystallised the issue last week when she came before the Public Accounts Committee and said there was an attempt to deceive. And I think that's the real problem here, is that we are dealing with a case. The barter account is one element of it, but in some ways that's a distraction, in that that's what was used to pay the invoices that were at the heart of the original agreement. But the original agreement was an attempt to take €75,000 of RTE revenue, sponsorship, and pay it directly to Ryan Tubridy via the sponsor. The analogy I used in the Public Accounts Committee was, it'd be like the advertiser on a bus, instead of giving the money to the bus company, he gave it directly to the bus driver, so nobody else in the garage would know that he was on more money or that she was on more money. And that is the problem here. There was an attempt to deceive, and I think what is coming out now is there's very clear failings within RTE in terms of corporate governance, in terms of financial oversight, and the way that they've responded to it, I think in some ways is a reflection of that chaos within RTE. And I feel very sorry for the journalists and for the programme makers every day that are putting programmes together and who are in no way on the type of salaries that we're talking about.
And Deputy Paul McAuliffe, as a member of the Public Accounts Committee, how do you feel about the fact that Chief Financial Officer of RTE, Richard Collins, told your colleague Catherine Murphy, told you and the other members of the committee last week that there was only one of these barter accounts when in fact there are three?
Well, yeah, you have to take somebody on face value when they say something to your face and look you in the eye. And he very clearly said there was one barter account. So either he did not know, and that is a very serious issue, or others in the room or others in RTE knew that when he said that wasn't true. And I suppose we're getting into tricky legal territory, Trafford. I don't want to get you or myself.
No.
but the issue is, very clearly, last week there was one barter account, and this week there are three. And I do not believe that nobody has known about that for the last week. And it would huge reputational damage for somebody to come before the Oireachtas Committee and to say something and for that not to be true. People can make mistakes. I heard Michael McGrath earlier say that if you're not used to being on the Oireachtas Committee, it could be a kind of heavy experience. I accept that. But very clearly, it was expected that people would have information at their fingertips when they come into us. And whether there was one or two or three barter accounts would have been a very basic question. And even if Mr. Collins didn't know the information and incorrectly said it himself, the question is, other people operate these barter accounts and they would have known. So I think it's a huge issue. I think RT's credibility has been shattered every day, and that is not good for journalism in Ireland. It's not good for broadcasting in Ireland. And we whatever happens here, RTE must survive, but it's going to be a very different RTE. And the future Media Commission has already said it has to be a very different radio sector and TV sector as well, because public sector broadcasting isn't just happening in RTE, it's happening in lots of places. I'm always very jealous of local radio stations around the country, and we don't have those type of local radio stations in Dublin City. And it can be very hard to get your message across in the capital when we have national stations and don't have local stations to cover news in the way that Radio Kerry and many others do. So I think there's a lot of big questions for broadcasting, and in many ways the farce that's going on in RTE is damaging that every day.
Now, and finally, before we move back to the original topic you were due to speak on about extending child benefit to 19-year-olds in full-time education, the news that's broken over the last half hour or so that presenter Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly have offered to help the Oireachtas Committee on the Media next week with its inquiries into this whole controversy about the non-disclosure of payments at the state broadcaster. What's your reaction, finally?
I'm not surprised, and the reason I'm not surprised is that it was flagged very clearly yesterday by the Public Accounts Committee that we intend to compel any witnesses that we need to compel before us, and that includes people who have resigned or people who are no longer in post. We believe that we have the legal powers to compel any relevant person. That the Dáil has given us a very significant mandate to investigate this. I think that marks us out a little bit from the other committees that maybe have a broader remit. We just have to focus on the financial elements, and we also have to do it in a public way, whereas the government review and the independent auditor there will be carrying out their work, obviously, within between RTE and the government. So I think the Public Accounts Committee have a very clear role here to investigate the financial elements of what went wrong, and to do so in public. And that would mean compelling witnesses, including Dee Forbes, Ryan Tubridy, Noel Kelly, and anybody else we need to. So it's no surprise that knowing that is our intention, that people would come forward and voluntary. And now, look, if people are unwell and very seriously unwell, we'd have to take that into account. I think all reasonable steps need to happen for people to come forward, and that will include us compelling witnesses. I hope it doesn't get to that.
Now, coming back to your calls for child benefit to be extended to 19-year-olds in full-time education, is this Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the two main parties in coalition, but they're particularly prone, less so the Green Party arguably, of accusing the opposition, in particular Sinn Féin, of liking to spend money willy-nilly and finding it all in the magic money tree. Do we have to be careful about spending too much? There's been a warning last month from the central bank warning that excessive government spending could increase inflation significantly. Is what you're saying a populist measure just to stay ahead of the likes of Sinn Féin?
Well, look, I no doubt it'll be popular for many young families that have children in full-time education doing the Leaving Cert, but that's not the reason why we're doing it. What we have to do is, and let's, before we do anything when we talk about the budget, we have to talk about the context. Ireland has its lowest rate of unemployment, and we've an incredibly successful economy. We've corporation tax coming in that provide a really good source of income, although at times it can be unstable, and we have to watch that too. And we also have been very careful in terms of not adding to the inflationary spiral that's there already, and some of the one-off payments which we've made, particularly for people on social protection, DSRI has said that we've largely protected those people on social protection. I suppose as we come into the budget now, and Fianna Fáil will hold their pre-budget meeting to allow us as a party to discuss our priorities, and one of the things I'll be bringing as a spokesperson on social protection to that meeting is this request that if your child is in full-time education, if you're doing your Leaving Cert every year now, children will do it later, and you're 18 years of age, you should continue to receive your child benefits for that year. And the reason for that is we all know that going to secondary school is a very difficult time. In fact, heading off to third level, if they do that, is probably the most expensive time. We've done a lot of primary school, so from this September we'll have free school books for primary schools. We're moving to give free school meals at primary school level, and I think that this measure is a way of helping people, as I say, who are in full time education and who are 18. It used to be 22, Tras, and that's the thing to consider. We aren't going as far as that, because I think there's probably other ways, like Susie, to support low income students. But this is a measure that will help all families, and I've no problem in saying that we want to support families who have children in education. We should be supporting education more.
Have you costed it?
It is, yeah. When questioning the minister, it looks like it'll be in the region of 65 million. There's a 6 billion window there that Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue have outlined. Approximately 1.1 billion of that will be for taxation purposes, and the rest for spending on public services. And we do need to invest in our public services, and I think Fianna Fáil make no bones about that, is that that's where we want the money to go, is into our public services to make education, health and so on, particularly for children with disabilities. We want those services to improve. Sometimes it's not about money, sometimes it's about recruitment in those areas, and that brings us the full circle back. The more we can support people in education, get them into third level and get them trained up in these new posts, then the more people we will have to fill these really important public services. So it's all connected, but as I say, in a time where things are very difficult, of course we need to give money to social protection recipients, people on disability, people on pensions and so on, but that doesn't mean we can't also help a broader range of people, which is the child benefit. And I think there's 1.2 million children that receive that across the country. So within the overall spend of child benefit, I think it's 21 billion. This is a small percentage across the whole budget.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. Dublin North West TD, Paul McAuliffe of Fianna Fáil.